Hi guys, welcome back to my next vlog for 1159 ESPSY. Today I will be talking about active reading, which was the most important lesson I learned this week in class. Just a little history on active reading. Active reading is when you know how to highlight different things and make it more fun and knowledgeable for you in the future for your readings. So what I found really interesting was how people actively read. I never was the type of person to, you know, highlight I used to highlight everything, but I never used to summarize it and while I'm reading, you know. I usually just read it, highlight a couple words, and then go back to it. But with the reading this week of in our module, I figured out that people usually draw symbols, create, and jot down like mnemonic devices. Like, for instance, people use metaphors or little sayings so they can remember things. And they highlight, of course, and then they draw even diagrams to make sure they remember what they learned. And I thought that was really cool. I really wanted to be able to try that and get into doing that more, because I never really got to do that. And I feel like if I do that, it would be more beneficial for me. So yeah, that's one of the examples that I've learned, like actively reading and getting more into that. What I'll probably use in the future for sure is making devices out of my readings, because I'm not gonna lie, with me for reading, I hate reading. Like, I feel like it's so boring. But if I make it more fun for myself and make things more to my tone of what I would like to read, I feel like it would make me like what I'm reading and help me through like writing papers or tests or something like that. So I'll definitely try to use that in the future, making it more useful to me instead of just reading through it and highlighting a couple words. And then the advice I would give this week would be to, that's a good question, to not let boring readings get in the way of your learning path. Like, for instance, for me, like, I always been that type of person that was bored of reading, and I always wanted to stop the reading and stuff like that. So I just say, if you just make it more fun or make it your own and make little stories in your head and paraphrase, make images in your head, it will be more fun for you. And I know it was more fun for me. So yeah, thank you for listening, and happy 4th of July.